नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासो ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपाकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 23, titled The Song of the Avanti Brahman, text number 24. Devarshi, Pitur, Bhutani, Jnathin, Bhandumscha, Bhaginaha, Asamvibhagaya, Cha, Atmanam, Ekshavitta, पतति अदः देवर्षि पितृ भूतानि ज्ञातान् बन्धुंश्च भागिनः असंविभागय चात्मानाम् यक्षवित्या पतत्यदा देवर्षि पितृ भूतानि ज्ञातिन् बन्धुंश्च भागिनः असंविभाजाय चात्मानाम् यक्षवित्या पतत्यदा देवर्षि पितृभूतानि ज्ञातिर्बन्धुं च भागिनः असंपिदत्यवात्मानम् यक्षवित्यापतत्यदः देवर्षि पितृभूतानि ज्ञातिं बन्धुश्च भागिनः यक्षवित्तैपतत्यदा देवर्षि पितृभूतानि ज्ञातिं बन्धुश्च भागिनः असंविभाज्य चात्मानाम् यक्षवित्यापतत्यदः माताजी ओके देवा द डेमिगॉड्स ऋषि सेजेस पितृ डिपार्टेड फोर फादर्स भूतानि and living entities in general, Nyatin, one's immediate relatives, Bhandum, extended family, Cha, and Bhaginaha, to the shareholders, Asam Vibhagya, not distributing, Cha, and Atmanam, to oneself, Ekshavitta, whose wealth is simply like that of a yaksha. Patati, he falls, adaha, down. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. One who fails to distribute his wealth to the proper shareholders, the demigods, sages, forefathers, and ordinary living entities, as well as his immediate relatives, in-laws, and own self is maintaining his wealth simply like a eksha and will fall down. Purport: one who does not share his wealth with the above mentioned authorized persons and does not even enjoy the wealth himself will certainly suffer unlimited problems in the life.
Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tashmai Shri Gurave Namaha श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टम् स्थापितम् येन भूतले वयम् रूपा कदामयम् वदाति स्वापदाङ्कितम् वन्देऽहम् श्रीगुरुम् श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरुम् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातान् सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांस च हे कृष्णा करुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाकान्ता राधाकान्ता नमोऽस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चिना गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि वृषभानुस्तुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
सो आई एम रीडिंग अ ट्रांसलेशन अगेन वन हू फेल्स टू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट हिज वेल्थ टू द प्रॉपर शेयर होल्डर्स द डेमिगॉड्स सेजेस फोर फादर्स एंड ऑर्डिनरी लिविंग एंटिटीज as well as his immediate relatives, in-laws and own self, is maintaining his wealth simply like a yaksha and he will fall down. So, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This chapter is very crucial chapter, and the other day His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was explaining. This is one of the chapters that end verse Mahaprabhu was reciting when he took sannyas. Whole class was about that actually. And if you see, the Bhagavatam is a discussion between Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadeva Goswami. And Parikshit Maharaj was cursed to leave his body in 7 days. And this pastime, this chapter is happening just few hours before his departure. It's the last day, within few hours he's about to leave his body. So the Bhagavatam started on the day of Radhashtami and Bhagavatam ended on the day of Ananta Chaturdasi. And this day is Ananta Chaturdasi, mostly at the noon time this pastime must be, Sukadeva Goswami must be narrating. So this is the, we might be having a nice breakfast of lemon rice, this and that, and happily listening. But the intensity at that point, at that time, it is getting more and more severe. Because Parikshit Maharaj about to depart at that point of time actually. So if you see the fourth day, the Vamandev pastime comes in Bhagavatam. And if you see the fourth day, Radhashtami Kabad, fourth day is Vaman Dwadasi. On the Vaman Dwadasi day, Shukadeva Goswami narrates Vaman Leela. Then immediately the 10th canto starts, it goes for almost 1.5 days, Acharya says. And this is the last day. The Uddhava Gita is happening. Even the Uddhava Gita also, last sections we are coming. And after that, Shukadeva Goswami leave the place, that place, because he was not witnessing the departure pastimes of Parikshit Maharaj. So he asks Parikshit Maharaj, you meditate on the teachings, whatever I have told. He left that place. According to Sanatana Goswami, at that time Mother Uttara comes, the discussion of Brihad Bhagavatamrita is the discussion at that time actually, before Parikshit Maharaj's departure actually. Okay, so Shukadeva Goswami told all these leelas near Meerut. There is one place called Suktal. So that is where actually the Hastinapur is. Whereas the Delhi, it is Indraprastha, where Pandavas were ruling from. Whereas Hastinapur is near Meerut. There is a place called Suktal. That's the place where it's being narrated. So Shukadeva Goswami comes in the first canto, last chapter. It is entitled as Appearance of Shukadeva Goswami. So the two questions Parikshit Maharaj asks actually, Sarvatna Muryamanascha Krityam, means what a person supposed to do throughout the life and what a person supposed to do end of the life. These are the, more or less Bhagavatam is the answers to these two questions. So when Parikshit Maharaj was asked these two questions, first of all in the second canto, Shukdev Goswami glorifies these questions. What a person is supposed to do throughout the life, he tells Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma, Bhagavan Ishvara Hari, Shrotavya, Kirtitavyasya, Smartavya, Ichyata, Akto Bhayam. Somebody wants fearlessness, this is the thing a person is supposed to do. Generally we all are very fearful of death. So, because death is certainly, we don't know when it is going to come. As soon as the thought of death comes, we will become fearful. So, Jiva Goswami says, the Bhagavad Gita Krishna instruction starts from asocham, anvasocham tvam, prajnavadam sabhashata, gatasum nagatasum cha, nanu sochanti panditaha. So, asocha means fear. One of the meanings, socha. So, Arjuna is completely fearful at the situation. Because how can I kill my own relatives? I don't want to see. And he says, I am internally miserable. That's what Arjuna says. Okay? Then the last instruction of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita is, Sarva dharma parityagya, mamekam sharanam raja, aham tvam, sarva papagyam, mokshemyasi, ma sucha. Sucha means fearlessness. So the journey, if somebody understands Bhagavad Gita clearly, is the journey of a person from fearful situation to fearless situation. So here also, if you want to become fearless, this is what you're supposed to do, Shukdev Goswami says. But Bhagavan, Ishvara, Harish, Shrotavya, Kirtitavya, Smartavya means chanting, hearing and remembering. These are the first three stages actually. And the what a person is supposed to at the end of the life, this is the throughout the life you should do these things. End of the life what should do? Etavam Sankha Yogavyam Swadharma Parinishtitya Jnana Labdha Parapumsam Ante Narayana Smriti. Means one should remember Lord Narayan at the end of the day. And what should be the process to remember? He says, Etad Nirvidyamananam Ichyatam Akutobayam Yoginam Apinirnitam Harir Namanu Kirtanam. Means somebody should do Nama Kirtan all the time. So he told, the first thing he told is what should do? Chanting, hearing and remembering. At the end of the day, all these things should lead to remembering the Lord. And what is the process for it? Hari Namanu Kirtanam. That's what actually he says. So, if you see in the previous chapter to this, actually, Krishna defines death. What is something called death we talks about? The Vishaya Abhiniveshena Natmanam Yasmarat Punaha. Means, we go to such a stage where everything, whatever we observe, we will forget. And completely forgets and enters to the next body. That situation technically known as death actually. Basically that prarabdha karma for that body is finished. So one more definition, it comes in the second chapter of this 11th canto. Bhayam dvitiya abhiniveshita syat actually. If you see, there are in the Sanskrit, there is something called vibhaktis. Pradama, dvitiya, tritiya. So for a living entity, its primary identity is soul. And the secondary identity is body. So when we are identifying ourselves with the body, secondary identity, when this body transmigrates from one state to other state, this is called basically transmigration, the process is known as death, and the emotion which overtakes the heart at that time is known as fear. Because identity, our identity itself is wrong actually. Okay? That's why Prabhupada all the time says, Krishna consciousness means putting death in the forefront. So, okay. And there is a one song of George Harris, also Art of Dying. And he says like, things are seem to be very plain, becomes an awful pain. Because all these things, whatever we are understand, very happy, nice and everything, at the point of death, everything is taken away. So in order to understand the death, first of all, we have to understand we are not this body. But it is so engrossed, we are this bodily consciousness. One of the book distributors was saying recently, when he distributes the books, when they say, you are not this body, the person, then whose body I am? So, we cannot even understand, we are not this body, Bolik, actually. So, that's why many times, that this death is, in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was asked, who are you? What did Krishna say? I am time. Okay? And generally, kisi ko bolta hai like, uska time aa gaya. Means, death aa gaya. Kaal ho gaya. If you see little Krishna also, all the time Krishna was called as angel of death. Hamsa was keep on calling. Kal means death. So if the time means death, what does it mean by time pass? Passing the time as if you are not going to die. So whole industry of entertainment is nothing but we have to forget about the death actually. So death is one more place, it's compared as a snake. Kala sarpa. Why it is kala sarpa? If any time snake takes a prey, it will not eat at once. Little, little, it takes inside. Similarly, time also, little by little it kills the living entity's body. Not one day. So that's why when Gajendra was thinking a lot and lot, finally understood I cannot win over this crocodile. And Gajendra says this was Hey Kaschanito Balinanta Koragat Prachanda Vegam Abhibhavito Brusha Bhitam Prapannam Pranipati Yadbhayam. So only person who can save me from this time is the person who is above the time. So Mrityu Prahvaryati Aranam Tam Imahi. I will just surrender to the person who is above the time. So in Bhagavatam the verse comes Ayur Harati Vaipumsa Udyanastam Terina Takshanita Nite Rajan Uttama Shloka Vartaya. Generally Varta means news. That's what we heard, Vartaya. So news means generally it's like from all the directions you'll get so many things. So directions north, east, west and south. That is what news stands for. That's what we'll get. So no matter how much here, Yajolins Radha Govind Maharaj says like, ye hai kachra hai aaj tak intajat kiriye naya kachra ke liye kal tak. That's what the news channels are about. So all the time they are saying so many things, but only thing which is not affecting the time factor is the person who is hearing about the glories of the personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada writes in this purport, if you give money in charity, it will come. It's charity is not giving to Ajay, what do you say, gesture of like kindness. Actually, if you give charity, it will come back in the next life. So Prabhupada writes here, if you give to a Sudra, the same amount will come. Vaishya, more amount. Brahmana, 1,000 times more. If it is a pure devotee, millions of times. If it is Krishna, you will get so much. If the money is this much proportionally, it is being double, what to speak of time. If you give a time to Krishna, definitely he will give. Many times one of the reasons we say, I cannot practice devotion is I don't have time. Prabhupada says this is like a modern disease. And the only person who can give the time is Krishna, because time is under control. Rest of the things are working under him actually. So that's why purpose of human life is remember Krishna at the end of the day actually. So we have to become a human if we apply all these things actually. Okay? So for that it's very important to read the scripture and apply the scriptures. And if you are not applying the scriptures, just reading, we are not getting what happening. One time what happened, one person is there, he was standing in the corner. One truck was broke down, other truck was carrying this truck with a rope. And this person was saying, this is why India is not developing. Another person asked, why you are saying like this? Dekho, ek rope carry karne ke liye do vehicles ke use kar raha hai. So he is using only, he also saying the same thing, but that's how we'll understand. So this vehicle is broken down. Was clicking nahi hota uska actually. So that's how we understand the scripture also. So it is being said something else it's been interpreted. Generally like Mayavadi, they interpret like Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam, Govindam, Bhajamudamate, Samprapte, Sannihite, Kale, Nahi, Nahi, Rakshati, Dukhimpade. Sanskrit is such a language you can put anything at anywhere. They'll put this Nahi Nahi Rakshat to Bhajagovinda and they'll say, don't chant Govinda all the time, we're going to die, this Govindana will not save you. What Shankaracharya wrote and what they're interpreted something else actually. This is how if you are not applying the scriptures, that's why Ishopanishad, it mentions, those who are doing jnana without karma go to hell. And those who are doing jnana without karma go to deeper hell. Just reading for the sake of reading without applying will go to deeper hell. That's what Ishopanishad says actually. So, if you say in the 11th canto it come 24 gurus and Avanti Brahma, Avadhut Brahman, he tells about the 25th guru. The 25th guru he says is his own body. So body can become a guru if you have two qualities. One is viveka, second one is virakti. First one, you should have a discrimination, how to live in this world. Along with discrimination, you should have a detachment. Somebody has discrimination, that is not enough. You should have a detachment to practice the process of devotional service. Then body is like anything. So Parikshit Maharaj was cursed to die in 7 days. And imagine, after 7 days, Krishna is about to depart this world. So purpose of life is to remember Krishna at the end of the life. And these are the people whom Krishna is remembering when he was going. I mean, you can understand these people's situation. And they are not like a big successful people. They preached so many people like this. But they are the people who lived with integrity. And who applied the process and who got that realization. And nobody doesn't even know they existed also in the history also. Only Krishna remembered, actually. Okay? So if you see whole Vedo Gita, it is broadly divided into 3 sections. Okay. The first section of Uddhava Gita, it starts in the 7th chapter, where Krishna says, Uddhava, you become your own guru. Then he tells about the detachment through 24 gurus. Then why we are not detached? Because of we are attached to sense gratification. That's why Krishna tells the nature of fruity activities in chapter number 10. Then beyond renunciation knowledge, chapter number 11. Then he tells what is the symptoms of conditions and liberated souls. Okay? But the thing is, the attachment for the enjoyment is so strong, it's like senses want sense objects are happy with senses. It's like they are made for each other. So how can you get detachment? This is the question Uddhava asks. As a reply, Krishna tells Hamsa Gita. Then finally he concludes that section in chapter number 14, explaining the position of Bhakti Yoga and the Gopis. So after that, again Krishna comes back. What are the other processes we'll go to? Yoga. Then Krishna talks about yoga siddhis. Then Krishna talks about different worships of the nature, vibhutis. So, and next Krishna talks about where we'll generally become attached to, that is varnasram system, 17 and 18, 18 and 19. And Krishna again finally concludes the bhakti section in the 28th chapter. That is how. And if you go in deeply, each time he'll bring more deeper understanding to bhakti. The remaining processes are like karma kanda, 21st chapter, and jnana kanda he talks about in 22nd chapter. Now this one, in order to perform jnana perfectly, one should not be attached to their false ego. And there are 3 ways the equanimity is told in Bhagavad Gita. One is seeing the objects equally, means gold and the iron and the pebbles. And seeing the situations equally, happiness and distress. And seeing the ego level, what do you say, problems equally, mana and apamana. So one way, in the first section he talks about the situations where you can tolerate. Second level he talks about happiness and distress. Now in this section he talks about third level category, mana and apamana, how to deal with these things. But it's not easy. And the chapter starts with the verse saying that Krishna, it's easy to, what do you say, tolerate the arrows of the persons than that of the harsh words spoken by the uncivilized people. Because at least with these things you can have a painkiller and go to sleep. Whereas with somebody told something, even painkiller doesn't work. Okay, even in dreams also you are seeing the same person. So that's how it is. That's why Bhagavatam is full of the realization of all these great souls. Generally these are known as Gita. Gita means something is spoken, it is being repeated all the time. Previously there is nothing called any website where you can download and hear. So people used to sing these songs, and all the time people are who wants to be a transcendental platform, they'll hear these songs. So we have so many Gitas in the 10th canto. Anybody tell what is the famous Gita in 10th canto? And Uddhogiti. Sorry. Gopi Git. I'll tell from the starting. First one is Venu Git. It comes. Gopi Git. Something called Yugala Git comes in 35th chapter. Viraha Git in 37th chapter. 47th chapter is Brahmara Git. And finally Mahishi Git. 90th chapter of 10th canto known as. So these are all the pastimes with so much nice nectar, how the separation of gopis and this. But the thing is, these things are like a very nice food, but unless until these Gitas like a Bhikshu Gita and Aila Gita, they are like a medicine. And Kali Yuga, our digestion is so bad, without medicine we cannot digest food also. That's why these Gitas are more appropriate for us, because we have to get detached to feel what actually being spoken in other Gitas in the 10th canto. Okay? So, there are instructions of Supreme Lord, we have to take a biggest medicine, and all these things are free, only price we need to pay is to be attentive. That's it. But Kali Yuga mein jo bhi free mein milta hai, wo bhav nahi deta hai. If you get a nice tap water, they will not drink, wo bottle mein bhar ke do mahina rakhe kidhar to, diya to kharidta hai, will not take the pure water from anywhere. That's what the situation of Kali Yuga actually. Okay? So that's why conditioned soul ka rog kya hai? In the end of the Gopi Gita, Hrudrogam. Hrudrogam means Vikriditam Vrajavadar Idan Chappu Vishnu. If you remember this, the Hrudroga nomed Kamarog, that will go away. That's what the instructions given actually. Similarly, we have this rog, Kamarog. So, if you have a cancer, it kills this body. But this rog, it will kill body after body. That's why Krishna says, the lust as the Nitya Vairinam. It is a eternal enemy. It's not a temporary enemy actually. Okay, so these are the people whom Krishna is remembering actually. So he starts by narrating a story of Avanti Brahman, and he says Mahat Punya Mithihasam. That's how he starts this story. Okay, and it's like greatest pious thing. And even Aila Gita also Krishna says like this actually. So if you see, there are three stages Krishna describes this chapter. Okay, and what he went through, what he was, what is his realizations, how he applied and got the realization. That's all. We'll step by go through it actually. So if you see these Gitas, we have three things as an enemy Krishna says. One is lust, anger and greed. So lust Krishna discusses from the Aila Gita, greed Krishna discusses from the Bhikshu Gita, and the anger frustration Krishna discusses through Pingala Gita. By the way, these people, again I am saying, these are not like a big persons. They are like a normal person. Who will talk about a prostitute? No. Krishna is speaking about her when he was about to depart from this world. Okay? It's the realization which matters actually. So first verses actually, he talks about his character actually. So he was so miser, this Brahmana. He is keeping his wealth, neither he is enjoying nor he is giving. Okay? And by these things actually, what will happen? Immediately after some time, he lost all his things. And the five things has been mentioned here. Who took his wealth? His relatives took. Okay. Court cases mein dal ke neighbors leta hai. Then time will take. How time will take? Because if you become old, you will forget where you kept your money only. Many politicians, they keep somewhere money and they died. So time will take away everything. Then government will take. Thieves will take. And the seventh canto talks, birds and other animals also will take. Sometimes you will keep money so safely, usko termites aa gaya, kya karega? So they literally eat everything. Okay. That's why Acharya says, reading book without applying also termite only. At least it is getting some nourishment. This person will not get anything also, if you are not applying, just eating. Okay. So everybody will go to the, what do you say, these kind of situations, but only few people get this kind of realization. So it's a frustration in mode of ignorance will lead to intoxication. You will become intoxicated or they will go to bad habits. That's why they will take shelter. We have a frustration in mode of passion. You want to prove yourself. And frustration in mode of goodness, it leads to detachment. And frustration in transcendence, somebody will go to Krishna. So all these are having the piety at their stock. And it says because of his previous piety, he started remembering this. That's how the Bhikshu Gita starts here. Okay? So once piety is gone, everything is gone. Maharaj was saying basically expire ho gaya piety pura. Now currency nahi isko spend. So the glory of this material world, if you don't have money, nobody respects you. If somebody has so much money, his name is Jagannath. He says, Sriman Jagannath ji has come. And if you lost all the money, they say, Jagu Jagu Aya Idharaj. Terminology itself will change if you don't have your money. That's why Kunti Mata Janmaishwari Shutar Shribhir, out of this, the most
Dangerous thing is money, because with the money you will buy rest of the tree. You'll become famous, you'll become beautiful apparently. All other things will come with the money actually. Okay? So if you see, some people are really good at earning money. Money will come by own accord. Some of the communities, they are very good. There is one thing, like once Gaurabhu was saying, like one time in a Vatican state, two beggars were sitting. One beggar was holding the star of a David, other beggar was holding the star of a cross of the Jesus. Star of the David, anybody knows, it's like a Jews ka main hai wo, star of a David. And Vatican is the place of the Catholics. And two beggars were sitting and Pope was watching for a long time. One beggar is not at all getting anything, other beggar is getting so much money. Finally, Pope became very sorry for this Jew and he came and told, this is Vatican and you are sitting in front of the central cathedral, and how can you expect any, what do you say, donation will come to you? Then this person looked at the other person and said, Patel bhai, humko sikha rahe danda kaisa karne ka. Both are brothers. So, by holding the star, whoever does not want to give, also, they'll give donation to this guy. This is how they are earning money actually. Similarly, you can get money. That's not a big thing. But the thing is, Avanti Brahman, because he's not distributed the money, and it anyway it lost everything, now he's regretting. I wish I could. Okay? And he tells about the fate of a miser who was having this money. The miser, he will not enjoy himself because Hamesha Baniya Boltenusko. He wear all the time torn cloths only, and he'll make sure other people are so miserable. And there is a saying in one language like they'll not even send the crow with their juta hearts, because ek dana giri jayega bolke. Like that they think actually. They are so much conducive. But because of this miserliness, they will go to hell in the next life actually. So next series of verses, he talks about what is the effect of greed actually. And if you see, this Anardas comes many times in Bhagavatam, elaborately described in the 7th canto. The greed, the lust, once somebody enjoys, that will go away. Anger, if you give a gali to someone who are angry at, that will go away. But greed is such a thing, you will literally get all the things in the world, still persons cannot be satisfied. Okay. And how can we conquer the greed? They say by satisfaction. And Narada Muni says there, satisfaction is like a shoes for our mind. But Kali Yuga is the age, we will put the positive connotation to this anardas, thinking we will get the positive result. Okay. Don't be lusty, they say be passionate. Don't be greedy, they say be ambitious. Don't be envious, they say be competitive. Don't be illusion, be yourself. What are the other things? Be aggressive, don't be anger. And the final, what is madha? Be proud yourself, be pride, and anywhere you say. So Lord Krishna tells actually, all these things, anardas, they are safely take us to hell. Okay? Greedy for money, and after earning, once we get the money, what they want? Greedy for the position. If you see all the politicians, they'll get the money. As soon as they get money, what they want? Position. So this is why they spent a lot of money to get the position. And if you see the 6 anardas, they compare to 6 demons. Hiranyakarshipu, Hiranyaksha, Ravana, Kumbhakarna, and Shishupala, Dantavapra. And whose greed represents? Anybody remembers? 6 demons represents anger, because his anger is there till his last breath. Greed is Hiranyaksha. He plundered all the gold so that earth went, Bhumandala went to the Karbhadeka ocean. So if you see the chapter clearly in the 3rd canto, 18th chapter, when the fight was going on, the first thing Hiranyaksha told Lord Varadevi is Agnya Mahim Vimunchano Rasaukam Visruja Srujam Arpita. Are, this earth is given to us by the Creator. Why are you taking? Pehle ye chhin liya, chori karke, and the proprietor aaye bolte, ye mera property hai. That's how the greed works actually. You will take somebody else's money. And Bhagavatam says, money is so dear, हमारा घर का नहीं, पड़ोसी का घर का मन भी बहुत देर हो जाता है कभी कभी. समोर अदर वॉन्ट टू गेट देयर मनी ऑल्सो, दिस मनी ऑल्सो, एंड वील रिस्क सो मेनी थिंग्स एक्चुअली. ओके, दैट्स वाई महाराज सेज इन वन लेक्चर रिजोल्यूशन राधानाथ महाराज, वेन यू गेट फाइनेंशियल स्टेबिलिटी डोंट ट्राई टू इंक्रीज राइज युअर स्टैंडर्ड ऑफ लिविंग, इंक्रीज द स्टैंडर्ड ऑफ गिविंग, दैट्स सो इट विल बी हेल्प. ओके, एंड वन प्लेस इट इज एक्सप्लेन इन द स्क्रिप्चर, ह्यूमन लाइफ इज लाइक ए बोट, and if you want to cross something, the boat needs some water. Without water, boat cannot cross. But wo pani jyada ho gaya to the same water will drown the boat. This money is like a water in the boat. Jyada hota hi bahar fekna chahiye, nahi to humko doob jayega. That's what Acharya says. So after having these things actually, so many times we say, so स्टैंडर्ड ऑफ लिविंग नहीं है, बट समथिंग इज लग्जरी, समथिंग इज नेसेसरी, इतना ही करते हैं, इतना ही करते हैं, बट अननेसेसरी वी डोंट नो हाउ मच टू सेव, हाउ मच टू अर्न बेसिकली. सो वी अर्न सो मच, देन कॉम्प्लिकेशन कम्स. इनोसेंटली वी आस्क समवन, व्हाई इट हैपेंड लाइक दिस, व्हाई हैपेंड लाइक दिस. सो बीइंग इनोसेंट डज नॉट गिव एक्सक्यूज फ्रॉम द लॉ ऑफ नेचर. इफ यू आर डूइंग एनीथिंग यू आर ओवर डूइंग, इट्स लाइक वन टाइम थ्री किड्स, स्मॉल चिल्ड्रन वर अरेस्टेड बाई वन कॉन्स्टेबल. The circle inspector came and asked the person, constable, why are itna chota bachcha ko kyun laya? Matlab usko hi pucha. And pucha, pehla bachcha ko pucha, aapka naam kya hai? Bole Tinku. Kya kiya aapne? And he was saying, main to singdana khila raha hu. Kisko? Sher ko. I mean, singdana khila rahe the, sher ko kyun arrest karne? And his constable told, ask again. Then he asked the second person, what is your name? Banku. Kya kar raha hai? Main bhi singdana khila raha hu. Kisko? Sher ko. Constable asked the third kid, what is your name? He said, singdana. सो ये दोनों ये लड़का को पढ़ के शेर को खिला रहे हैं जाके, बट दे आर इनोसेंटली सेइंग, हम तो सिंगदाना खिला रहे हैं विदाउट नोइंग द होल कॉन्टेक्स्ट. वी माइट बी थिंकिंग दे आर नॉट डूइंग एनीथिंग. सिमिलरली इनोसेंटली वी माइट बी सेइंग, अरे मेरे को पता ही नहीं ऐसा होता है बोल के, बट कॉन्सिक्वेंसेज आर कॉन्सिक्वेंसेज. वॉट आर द कॉन्सिक्वेंसेज विल गो टू, देर आर सेवन स्टेजेस वेयर वी विल थिंक अबाउट वेल्थ. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल अर्धस्य, अर्धस्य मीन्स we want to earn the wealth. After trying, what we'll get? Sadhana, we will attain the wealth. Then siddhe, we want to increase the wealth. Then we want to utkarsha, we want to protect the wealth. Then we want to spend the wealth. Then we want to vyaye, and na asabhoga means we want to enjoy the wealth. There are seven stages: earning, attainment, increase protection, spending, loss, and enjoyment. These are the seven stages. What will you do with the wealth? कोई भी है दुनिया में money के साथ, ये साथ में कोई ना कुछ करता है. Nothing else is there. But the thing is, if you are getting these things, what are the emotions one will go through? That's what the Bhikshu Gita says. Tratas chinta brahmonunam. One has to great labor, fear and anxiety, delusion. They say actually, in earning, attainment and increase, we have a labor. In spending, we have a fear, because barabar spend nahi karna hai, somebody will cheat you. In loss, we have a chinta, means we will be anxiety. And enjoying wealth, we are in Brahma, we are in illusion. And if you see, yashyaha shriyamananam krishne parama purushe bhakti utpadete pumsha shoka moha bhayapaha, shoka moha and bhaya. And if you see, this is like a typical state of a conditioned soul. We are lamenting about the past. We are fearful about the future. We are dissatisfied at the present. Okay, these are the three stages what we go through. That's why if you read clearly Bhagavatam, we become grateful for the past. We'll become hopeful for the future. And we become thankful at the present. To transform these emotions from negative emotions to the positive emotions, it has been described, Vyasadeva has composed this Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, these are the emotions actually which you go through. So if you say in the 13th chapter of Gita, Krishna says, material world is the cause and effect, material nature se aata hai, happiness and suffering jiva will go through. This is how the integration happens. Many times kya ho jata hai, money aane se. These are the emotions which will go through. And who is accountable for these emotions actually? Okay, so there are something called emotions which will go through by earning money, but there are something called consequences what will happen by earning this kind of false money. And Avanti Brahman says there are 15 consequences will come if you are earning money in a wrong means. That is theft, violence, speaking lies, duplicity, lust, anger, perplexity, pride, quarreling, enmity, faithlessness, envy, dangers caused by women, gambling and intoxication. An amazing thing is, he says, although these qualities are undesirable, men falsely ascribe value to them. So if you are speaking lies, somebody says, kya marketing skills hai iska? I mean, that is one sense, speaking lies only. Somebody in duplicity says his presentation skills are very nice. Somebody is having a lust, he is like, he is very passionate person. So that's why they say, Kaliyuga, sin is there in all the ages. Kaliyuga sin is not, it is not only glorified, but it is glamorized also. That's why all the problems comes actually. So such money or property will undoubtedly pollute man's consciousness and he has to suffer. What will happen by all these things? Our consciousness is polluted. Once our consciousness is polluted, our identity will be changed. Okay? How the identity changes? If somebody, Madhvacharya writes this in the 11th canto of Purport, if somebody is identifying with the material body, what is the emotion which he goes through is, he undergoes misery of constant drowsiness, unquenchable sexual desires, no mental peace. These are the, if you are identifying with the bodily state. If we identify with ourselves with the prana, life, then one suffers all the time hungry. Hamesha bhook rehte rehte. Because that is identity is the prana. Means we will be always thinking, main nahi jiyunga khane ke bina, all the time. One identifies with the mind, then he suffers fear, hankering and disappointment. One identifies with the intelligence, humko existential crisis aata hai. Why I am doing what I am doing? One identifies with the false ego. All the time I think myself as I am very low, inferiority complex. One identifies with the process of consciousness, one will be haunted by the memories of the past. All the time conditionings will all the time coming back. And Madhvacharya finally says, one identifies himself as the leader of other living entities, all these miseries simultaneously expands, a combo pack. If you are taking position of Krishna, all these miseries will come simultaneously. Let's say if you see, so if somebody was given an assignment, like if you go and speak to Bhagavad Gita, you ask who are the audience. So I say that audience is only one person. That guy hates the devotees. He wants to kill the devotees. He wants to abduct the wives of the devotees. Okay, what not. And when Krishna comes, he hates the Krishna and he does not have any willingness to change. Go and speak Bhagavad Gita to them. Does anybody wants to go and speak to him? No. Then he says, if you are go and speak Bhagavad Gita, will you get ecstasy by speaking Bhagavad Gita with that guy? Definitely not. But this is the first customer for the Bhagavad Gita. I am talking about Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra didn't change. He is doing all the offenses. But at the end of the day, Sanjaya is getting ecstasy by speaking Bhagavad Gita to Dhritarashtra, even though Dhritarashtra didn't transform. So, here it's been explained, ecstasy comes by absorption in Krishna, not by transforming others. Transforming others is Krishna's job profile, not the living entities. And if you are taking living Krishna's job profile as I am the one who is transforming others, these are the miseries which will expand to us constantly. So, then we'll say many times we are preaching, so we are going to preach. Then on the other day, Shamanantu was explaining very nicely. Actually, the Mahaprabhu gave mission to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to only two people. One is Nityananda Prabhu, other one is Haridas Thakur. And these are the two preachers originally. And all rest of all, they are assisting us actually. And when Raghunath Das Goswami approached Nityananda Prabhu at Panihati, Nityananda Prabhu says, he are a thief. Nijolina Dhanadhar Maharaj says in one of the lectures, why he is a thief? Because Mahaprabhu is the property of Nityananda Prabhu. And Raghunath Das Goswami wants to skip Nityananda Prabhu to approach Mahaprabhu. That's why if you are going to somebody else's property without their permission, you are a thief. That's why all our acharyas, all the Goswamis, even Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Vrindavan Das Thakur, they all wrote all these things by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. He is the real preacher actually. Okay? So this is what, why Krishna is, why is the Supreme Enjoyer, one lecture I was hearing by His Holiness Bhaktivedya Purnamurai says, Krishna wants to serve each and every living entity, no matter where he goes. So if he goes to a pig's body, still he is there. Amoeba's body still is there. Hell, he is still there. Because that living entity's reciprocation Krishna wants to taste. If you want to enjoy material also, he'll create world for you. Apart from my desire to enjoy, rest of the things are given by Krishna only. Because he is the supreme servant, that's why he is the supreme enjoyer. That's all. That's why if you want to understand Krishna consciousness, Govind Prabhu says, understand this world from Krishna's consciousness. He wants to serve everyone. So if you want to serve everyone, then you can understand the Krishna's consciousness. Then Avanti Brahman tells in the next two verses, 20 and 21, not only you will commit to have a process of the seven stages, not only you have a wrong emotions, not only you have a sinful reactions, but you have a relationship problems also if you have a greed for money. What happens? You will break relationship with your wife, parents, friends, for a small coin, and for a small money, they will go such an extent, they will kill each other, actually. Then, this set of verses, now 22 to 27, he tells about how to use your money. Then he tells about the value of human life, and you should, when you get the money, you should give. Shall we give indiscriminately? He said, no, we should give money to five people, Deva, Rishi, Bhuta, Atma, Nunam, Pitrunam. That's what he's saying. And the analogy given in Ekshavitta. Ekshavitta means the person who Eksha ko Raka, Eksha means basically a kind of a ghost, and he is the one who is protecting the treasure. Means ghost ko bhi useful nahi hai wo money, and kisi ko bhi useful nahi hai. So if you are not spending this money, this one, and the later verses he talks about the joy of understanding. Many times we can have a desire to perform pure devotional service, but if you have a desire, Krishna will test that desire. So 11 verses talks about how he has been tested for the resolutions, whatever he has been taken for. So finally, in the last verse before, Krishna says, because his determination fixed in mode of goodness, that's why he can able to come to the conclusion what is coming through. Nobody is cause of my suffering. Only person who is the cause of my suffering is my mind. So Acharya gives a nice example here. If the mother was kicked by a baby again and again, she will not take any offense. Why she will not take any offense? Because mother is not seeing this body is different from the baby body, is different from my body. Similarly, pure devotee sees everything as energy of Krishna. Anybody is saying anything, so it is only Krishna is saying. So it's like your kid is hitting you, will not say. Similarly, somebody is hitting, only Krishna is doing through me. This is how they see the world, and they are very grateful for whatever is happening. In this way, they can cross the ocean of nonsense. So first one is a conditional position, which he talked about the greed. The comfortable position is practicing varnashram and giving. Finally, he comes to the position called as constitutional position. In that state, he sings this verse, etamsa astaya paratmanishtam adhyasitam purvamater maharshi aham tarishyami duranta param tamo mukundrangrin shevashaya. So we have three things in our life, samskaras, Swabhava and Swarupa. Samskaras has to be curbed, Swabhava has to be dovetailed, and Swarupa has to be realized. Just sticking to the Swabhava does not help. He is saying, this is what I am coming through. So after telling these scriptures, then he feels so happy, and he left this world, nobody remembered. Only person who remembered is Krishna, that before leaving this planet, and who remembered is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he left his social life. That's why it's been said, Chaitanya Prabhu says one place, scriptures are like, not like the windows, they are like the mirrors. So we have to clean the mirror of consciousness. Through the mirror of the scripture, we should see ourselves and remove the dust of anardas so that we can see properly, we can properly situate in our constitutional position. And this is how Krishna more explains in the subsequent chapters of Sankhya Yoga. Then he talks about the modes. Then the lust is the one more attachment. He defines, he tells how to conquer the lust through Aila Gita. And for us, we are attached to the form, because lust means attached to opposite sex. And he says, through deity worship, you can conquer the lust. He explains the deity worship. And the two ways you can perform the, get the liberation is by jnana and by bhakti. He talks about this. And finally, Krishna tells, Esha buddhimatam buddhir manisha cha manishinam yasachyam anritena cha mratyen apnoti matanam. He says, the person, the process of bhakti is so great, the person who follows it is the supreme intelligent and is the most clever, because with this temporary body he can get the eternal reality. And Chakravarti writes in this pulpit, in this world somebody gets a one gold coin like a hajar le re to, he is intelligent. If you get a small thing, get a big portion, is intelligence. But Krishna is saying here, the persons with the dilapidated old bodies just chants my name and they gets me eternal reality. And if you are, somebody is convinced in this state also, at any situation we can practice the devotion, that is the most clever person. That's what Uddhava Gita ends with. And Vishnu Chakravarti writes, this is the essence of all the teachings, just to perform bhakti irrespective of whatever situation or position. And if you see this one, then you can achieve the ultimate perfection. So one more thing he says there in the other place is like, only reason why we'll go out of bhakti is by having the asat sangha. That's why many times we'll go to other places to get the ideas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in the Harinam Chintamani, you should take ideas from others, not ideology from others. So, but problem is, when you are taking ideas consistently, we'll adopt their ideology. With that ideology, when we see bhakti, what is this chanting here and remembering? Then we'll again miss the point and get back to samsara again. That's why we should be very careful to see whatever we go through. Thank you very much. Vandana Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.